When I go on vacation, sometimes I like to just get in my car and drive and just go somewhere. When I'm on those trips, I do sometimes like to stop at casinos. I do like to do a little bit of gambling along the way. Mostly slot machines, video poker. I don't play the live games because I'm not really a true gambler. True gamblers have to make very quick split-second decisions on what they're going to do. Do I fold? Am I in? And am I willing to take the risk? Am I all in? That's what gamblers will say, I'm all in. They push everything they've got in. Everything they've got, they put in. There's little time to think. When we think about our own lives, we can ask ourselves, what in life am I willing to go all in for? What are the risks that I'm willing to take and for what? And really, doesn't our calling from God sometimes require that we be willing to take a risk, that we be willing to gamble sometimes on that call? In our readings the past few weeks, we've been hearing about discipleship. We've been hearing about what is asked of those who wish to be disciples of Jesus. It seems that one of the things that is asked is the willingness to go all in for what is asked by Jesus, to not hold back, even if sometimes it's at great personal risk. First part of our gospel today tells us that John the Baptist had been arrested. That word they use for arrested also means handed over. It's the same word that was used to describe Jesus' arrest before he was crucified as he carries out God's call. The past weeks we've been hearing about John the Baptist's ministry. It seems very clear he was all in. He gave everything he had. He didn't hesitate to do what God called him to. He didn't hesitate to preach the new gospel message, even though it eventually cost him his life. In our gospel today, we also hear the call of some of the apostles. We first hear the call of Peter and Andrew. We heard in the gospel, he said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once, they left their nets and followed him. They didn't hesitate. This is early on in the narrative. They would not have known Jesus very well at this point. But they were willing to take that risk. They were willing to gamble on what they were asked to do. They were willing to go all in, even though they didn't know what the future would hold. We didn't hear that they first sold their business, that they pocketed some security money in case they needed it later on. We're simply told they walked away when Jesus called them. They left their previous life behind, and they followed. We heard of the call of two of the other disciples. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending the nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Again, we hear a call, and two more of the apostles follow without hesitation. Four of the apostles have been called in our passage today. All followed immediately. They did not hesitate when Jesus invites them. The call was clear. Come and follow me. And that's what they did. But there's one more person in the passage we heard today, one that we usually overlook. And that's Zebedee, the father of James and John. We might ask, why didn't he go along? Was he not called? Was he not invited? Surely he needed his sons for that family business of fishing. And now they were gone. And it doesn't sound like they ever even looked back. When Jesus called, they got up and left. We might ask of Zebedee, did he object when Jesus calls his sons away? Was he bitter? We don't know for sure. The account doesn't say anything more about him. Maybe that was Zebedee's calling. Maybe that was his contribution. Maybe his part was to raise his sons well, to instill in them good values, faith in God, a willingness to be of service. Maybe that is what Zebedee was called to. It does seem a good bet to say that Zebedee was all in. He gave all he had, even his own sons. He didn't say to them, one of you can go, but the other one has to stay and help me. He did not hold anything back. We can also ask, what of ourselves? Are we all in when it comes to our own call to discipleship? Are we all in when it comes to God's call in our life? Are we all in when it comes to living the gospel message? When it comes to living the faith? Do we give it all we have? Or do we sometimes try to figure out what we can do and still get by? What can I do and still say I'm a good Christian? What can I do and still say I'm a good Catholic? Do we sometimes seek to do the minimum? What about when we are asked to give of ourselves, to give of our time, to give of our resources? Are we able to go all in when we are asked? We all know how difficult that can be. We might ask ourselves, if I go all in and things don't work out, how will I get by? What if I give everything and something comes up in my own life? Will others step up for me? We don't know. That's a gamble we're sometimes asked to take. But if we really think about it, doesn't God's call in our lives require that we be gamblers of a sort, that we be willing to take a chance? I would invite all of us to give that some thought. What is God calling me to in my own life? Am I willing to make that leap of faith? Am I willing to take that chance? Am I willing to answer that call?